Last summer, blue mussels in the waters around Skagway died off in huge numbers. The local tribal government is studying the phenomenon and has a working theory about how it happened. Now they are asking residents to hold off harvesting the shellfish until the population rebounds. Reuben Cash says blue mussels are best served steamed with melted butter. But this year he doubts you could find enough for a meal. Cash is the environmental coordinator at the Skagway Traditional Council. He says last summer between 70% and 90% of the population died in what he calls a massive mortality event.
You can see all the shells from what happened this summer. And
for a while it was
thick. The whole rack line all along where high tide comes in was just, you know, probably 4 inches deep and empty mussel shells and dying mussels with meat still on it. It was widespread.
The Skagway Traditional Council samples local mussels to test for paralytic shellfish poisoning because they work well as an indicator species for the toxin. In late June, they realized something was wrong.
We noticed that something was wrong at STC. We do the weekly mussel collection. We noticed that there was kind of a funky smell about a week earlier, but there was no evidence of anything happening. Just like the mussels were off. They didn't smell right. Kind of had a sweet, slightly putrid smell. And in the weeks leading up to that, temperatures were in the 60s, maybe the 70s.
Cash says there was a heat wave in the Pacific Northwest further south that caused many blue mussels to die. But Upper Lynn Canal stayed relatively cool.
I kind of discounted the temperature theory right off the bat because it just didn't get hot enough. Blue mussels are pretty tolerant of high temperatures. They can tolerate up to about 85 degrees.
Cash says he also considered that it could have been some sort of pathogen like a virus or bacteria affecting the shellfish, but blue mussels are highly resistant to them. He says it was probably a combination of things that caused the mussels to die. One thing is the salt. Typically, seawater levels are 35 parts per thousand.
Starting in June in 2021, it was down below 1 part per thousand, like as fresh as river water.
And Cash says when the salt levels drop, blue mussels aren't as tolerant of temperature shifts. Another issue is sediment.
Not only does the fresh water dilute the amount of salt that's in the water, it also introduces a lot of sediment. And so when sediment covers up the mussels, you know, their filter feeders, they're not going to be able to function as well as they would if the water was clear.
Last winter, there was record snowfall in the mountains above Skagway and Dyea. Then the area went through a cool spring, which kept the snowpack in place later than usual. As temperatures warmed up, the snow melted and brought fresh water and heavy amounts of silt into areas like Naku Bay. Then around the summer solstice, an extreme low tide occurred.
So they were exposed at the low tide for longer with a little bit higher temperatures, probably being smothered by sediment with low salinity. So all of those factors combined.
Normally, the mussels can handle any one of those things. But all of them combined, it may have been too much. Cash says the blue mussels that are left will be the strongest of the population and the most resilient. But he's asking harvesters to avoid collecting mussels until the population rebounds.
If you want blue mussels next year, hold off this year.
Blue mussels tend to spawn midsummer. So it may be late summer before the area sees any increase in their numbers. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.